Arkansas. I grew up, you know, when he was kind of taking the Arkansas program at all levels to different heights. And what he has done with the Broyles Award to try to help assistant coaches is just phenomenal. And you look at all the assistant coaches he had over the years that went on to win Super Bowls and national championships. So, Coach, I just wanted you to know it's an honor just to be up here and with these great coaches and to get to spend some time with you. You know, when I was growing up, and it wasn't that long ago, but it was a little while ago, okay? That was when it was really cool on TV for players to go up to the on the sidelines after they score a touchdown or whatever, and they're getting the face of the camera and say, "Hey, Mom," you know, and do all that deal. And my mom, you know, I played in high school. She always, "Oh, you're going to do that for me someday." Well, my career didn't kind of go like I thought it would in college. I played a little bit, some mop-up duty. But I never got that opportunity, so I'm going to say hi, Mom, today. She's sitting right over here. I got my family over here. All right? My whole crew's over here. And then, you know, extremely, most importantly, you know, all the coaches you're going to hear get up here, they're going to talk about their wives and their families. That's what we all talked about last night. It was really neat. I got two twin boys that are 3.5 years old, and they are a complete handful. Thomas and Hudson, and if they were here right now, they'd be drinking everybody's drink, spilling it on you, running around, having a great time, saying War Eagle a whole lot. And my wife, Lauren, sitting right up here, pretty much takes care of them on her own. And so I wouldn't be here today without her. So my lovely wife, Lauren, I want to thank you. And, you know, just real quickly, why I feel like I get to do, you know, the best job in the world, because it's, you know, what I love to do, why I coach. I grew up really in the state of Arkansas. Everybody loves the Cowboys. I was a 49er fan, okay? Joe Montana was my guy, and that's what I wanted to be. And then after I was done playing, whenever that ended, I wanted to be a Bill Walsh, man. I wanted to be a coach. So I just knew it early. I loved to compete. I love sports of any kind, but I wanted to play and I wanted to coach. And the reason I feel like I'm able to do that is because of the men and the coaches in my life that gave me opportunities. And when I was 3 years old, my parents split. When I was 7, my mom remarried. Well, she remarried Phil Phillips, who's sitting over here, who happened to have been a high school coach, head coach in the state for 8 years. And so all of a sudden now I've kind of become a coach's son a little bit. And he really did a lot for me in my life as far as just being a father figure, helping me develop, helping me learn how to be a man. So the first person to impact me was a former coach. Okay, and then I get into playing in high school, and I play for Coach Gus Malzahn and Chris Wood. Chris Wood, who's at Springdale Harbor now still, is a head coach in the state, was my coach in junior high and my senior year. And then, of course, I played for Coach Malzahn my sophomore and my junior year. And the impact they had on my life was incredible. You know, you learn things in this game that you just can't explain. You don't even know you're doing it. I mean, even to this day, I'll do something during the day, or something will happen every now and then, and I'll think, I wonder where I learned how to do that. It wasn't in math class. It wasn't here. It wasn't there. It was through the game of football. All the many lessons you, whether it's overcoming adversity, whatever it may be, all the things that are taught to you, how to work, work ethic, all those things, you learn them a lot from coaches. And I think that's why football is such a great medium to teach people in. And so, you know, with Coach Malzahn, he impacted my life greatly. He taught me how to push myself to try to do things I didn't think I could do. That's what his greatest strength is. He gets players and his coaches to push themselves to do something that maybe they couldn't do on their own. And that's what coaching is. Chris Wood was my first coach kind of junior high, and he ended my senior career. And he's someone I still remain extremely close to this day. And so they really impacted my life personally. But what I also noticed is how many other lives they impacted. And not just them, all the other coaches that were assistant coaches I, you know, played for in high school and college. I saw the impact they had on other people's lives, and I thought, man, how cool would it be to get to do what I love to do, compete, you know, coach, do what I've always dreamed of doing, and also have a purpose and kind of make an impact on young guys' lives. And I know all the coaches are going to get up here and say similar types of stories, but that's the most rewarding part. People keep asking, what's been the most rewarding thing? You know, the Georgia game, the Alabama game, Missouri, you're playing for the whole thing. The most rewarding thing was Saturday. After we beat Missouri, we celebrated on the field. We walked in the locker room, and I finally just sat down for a minute and just looked around the room. And you see the looks on those kids' faces of what they have accomplished together after what they had been through just not too long ago, and what they were able to do together when nobody gave them a chance and nobody thought they could do it. That was the most rewarding thing for me. That was really neat. So I feel like I'm lucky. I get to do what I love to do, and hopefully it makes a big difference. A couple things about Auburn and about our staff. When you win as a team, you get individual awards, whether it's me here, Coach Mousen, we got player going to New York, those kind of things. And I like to just think it's a representation of the whole group. And, we've got 8 other assistants that I think are extremely deserving of being here that I get to work with. I just feel like our team also has a whole lot to do with all the success we've had. And so I'm just kind of honored to be here to represent them. We have a team that found a way to come together and gained a lot of confidence this year. And, when you got a group of guys that'll play together and have each other's back and they'll play with confidence, anything can happen. And we've seen that, the last couple of weeks with our season. But I tell you, I can't say enough that opportunity, and that's what Coach Broyles in this award stands for. He gave so many coaches opportunity. And he's given us opportunities up here today and all the other people that have been here for the Broyles Award. And I feel like, that's what Coach Malzahn did for me. That's what Chris Wood did for me. That's what my dad did for me. They gave me opportunity. And there's so many great coaches out there that if they get an opportunity, they're going to do great things too. And, one thing I learned, Pat Dye, the legendary Auburn coach, when we were there, the first time when I was at Auburn in 2009, 2010, he said one thing that will never leave me. He said, you can coach them as hard as you're willing to love them. And I thought that made a lot of sense because we push our guys really, really hard. But we can coach those kids as hard as we want as long as we're willing to love them the same. And that's what's important. It's an extreme honor to be here, be here with a lot of family from this state. I'm very humbled to be here representing Auburn and the Auburn family. And thank you again, David and Coach Broyles. War Eagle.
All right, that is Rhett Lashley, the offensive coordinator at Auburn, part of the Broyles Award today, one of the 5 fine finalists here. So I tell you what, man, let's go ahead and take our time out here. When we come back, I think we're going to hear from the Baylor offensive coordinator. So we'll take a quick time out, come back and hear from some more of the fine gentlemen here, Justin Aker, Chris Kane, on the outside, listening in.